Would you talk, we're going to run out of time soon, and I wonder if you would talk a little bit about your work in the, or your memories of the civil rights movement.
Well, the members of the civil rights group, as I was telling you too, that I belonged to the Springfield branch in ACP when we moved here. We belonged to it for years. It was quite a working group. We were interested when Rosa Parks, the lady who refused to give up her seat, and we was right with her, and we got so that we had enough money to bring her to Springfield to tell us about what the time she was going through. And I was the one who was in charge of that committee, and I had brought you a picture, I will leave it with you, of bringing her up here. And we had the ministers that helped us out with that there. Reverend Sangre, who was the head of the Council of Churches at the time. Rabbi Schwartz, who was one of the rabbis there. One of the churches was the Methodist church that I belonged to, a Reverend Jones. And in this picture that we're in, and she was such a very attractive woman. She looked like an Indian with her long black hair. She had a deductive bun. And then there was a time that Martin Luther King came up. We know we followed him and the things and activities, sending money down in his area to help him with the work. Some of our youth, young people in college were going to black colleges down there, and they used to come home and tell about the activities and what they were doing. They were some of those who sat behind the counters down there. And all best we could do is send them money, send them donations to keep them going to do the work down there. Some of us who did find the time to join, and now some of them left from Springfield to go on that Selma march. I did because I had children at the time. I couldn't go down there. But these are the kind of things that we do over the years because we believe in them. And the civil rights thing was what was happening to the people who lived below the Mason-Dixon line was wrong. And the thing was, all of us who thought it was wrong, we all couldn't go down there. But locally, where we lived at, there, we were a mixed group here. It wasn't a black NAACP by no means. It was a mixed group, ethnic group there in Springfield that worked together. And as you've seen in the marches, it was an ethnic situation where it was not made of just of blacks. It was made of people who were saying, working together, saying it's wrong what's happening to these people down here. They should have their rights. And so when those civil rights laws began to be put under operation, it was a great feeling to know that, well, you can sit anywhere as you want to sit. Yes, you had the right to be heard. And these things have worked right up to the present day that, you know, if something happens, you have the law on your side, regardless of your color. You can go down, get yourself a lawyer and say, look, this happened to me, and I have my rights. And yes, civil rights, it was a great, great, great movement. It's not over yet. We're still picking around as we live across this country, things that are still happening. Only I'd like to add this on, 2008, I never thought I'd live to see a black man being selected to be a possible president of these United States. We've done a great thing over the years. Those who have come along, like Ruth Loving over the years, a senior now, we're still waiting to see some of these great things happen, and we might see it this year in our election. But whether it's because of a woman who might be in, or whether it's because of a black man, it's going to be a great year, and we need to keep helping each other as we go along.